Support for KNKX Studio Sessions come from Portage Bay Cafe, with reservations now available online for all four Seattle locations. Offering local, sustainable, and organic foods grown in the Northwest, Portage Bay Cafe is open for breakfast, lunch, and lunch delivery. Online at portagebaycafe.com.
Yesterday's visit with Christian Sands Trio is hard to top, but we're going to do it. Jasmia Horn is here. I think she's the most compelling singer in jazz today. Jasmia is a proven winner. The Sarah Vaughan International Vocal Jazz Competition and the Thelonious Monk Institute International Competition, to name just two. Jasmia Horn is an amazing singer, acrobatic and tender in the same song. She's also a hypnotic performer in complete control of her instrument. We have Julius Rodriguez, Andia Owens, and Henry Conerway at the piano, bass, and drums. Please help me welcome Jasmia Horn.
I don't know where my man is. Where can he be? What is he doing? I've been asking questions all over town. I'm hoping he'll be found. I'm on the loose. I don't like it. Take my advice, girls. If you find a man, hold on tight. Don't let him, don't let him, don't let him, don't let him. Hold on to him tight. Don't let him go.
Yeah, yeah. yeah, Jasmia Horn and her band live on 88.5 KNKX. Welcome, Jasmia. Great to have you here.
Thank you, Abe.
Like a lot of musicians, you grew up in the church, but I understand you weren't necessarily excited to join the choir. You were kind of forced to get into it, and I wonder when the moment came when you found your passion for music, that you loved this stuff.
Actually, I did love the choir. I didn't like the idea of being the only child in the choir. You know, my parents and grandparents said to me, if you want to join, you know, you have to do something in church because, you know, it's not only just my whole entire family was involved in the church, but they were like, you know, this is our gift to God by you doing something as well. So you have to be on the usher board or, you know, help with the Sunday school or find something to do. But because I love to sing so much, I asked if I could sing. And they were like, okay, cool, you have to join the choir. And so that's how that happened for me.
Now, also, when you were a younger girl, you went to Booker T. Washington School for the Arts and Theater in Dallas. You sure do seem comfortable on stage. Were you also a theater kid?
Kind of. Because I went to Booker T. Washington late, I didn't have an opportunity to do some of the things that the other students had an opportunity to do.
Yeah.
So I went to public school for half of my high school career, and then the other half I went to performing arts school. So at DeSoto High School, where I went my freshman and sophomore year, I was in theater, musical theater in particularly. And then once I moved to Booker T. Washington, it was more of a jazz and a voice focus for me, because I had already been through theater, and a lot of the teachers and students and the groups and ensembles didn't really know my capabilities, you know, coming in as a junior in the middle of like a school where everyone has started as a freshman there. It was really hard for me to get into other ensembles. So everything pertaining to music I did, Latin ensemble, jazz combo, anything R&B ensemble, MIDI ensemble. There were a lot of ensembles that I participated in because I wanted to, and it was musically challenging for me. So,
right.
Yeah.
Now, you got a scholarship to go to New York for college, the new school, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, correct.
The Jazz Center of the Universe. Now, what it was like breaking into New York City? Do you remember your first live performances around town?
Ooh, live performance. The first person I remember performing with was Bernard Lynette, who is Winard Harper's brother. In-law. And that was how I kind of like got my first introduction to the Harper brothers and also to the scene, but also Billy Harper, who is not a Harper brother, but is a Harper brother. he saw me at the new school and he has an ensemble there as well. So I was playing on the scene with Bernard Lynette a lot and Winard Harper. And then I was also doing some vocal ensemble stuff with Billy Harper. And then I just kind of like, you know, got into jazz clubs and started hanging out at jam sessions and things of that nature. It was fun. It was new and exciting, but it was different. It was also a culture shock moving from the South, you know, moving from Dallas, where things are just really crazy, to New York, where things are even more crazy. So it was fun, yeah.
Now, I'm so impressed by your improvisation skills. And
Thank you.
You seem more like a soloist in the band rather than a singer. Has improvisation come naturally to you? Is that something that you've just continued to develop?
Yeah, absolutely. My life is improvisation. You know, I wake up in the morning and have to figure out how am I going to get my children on time to the babysitter and still make it to the airport to make my flight to come to Seattle. You know, that's improvising. So it's, you know, it's literally is a part of me. In every aspect of life, being a vegan, trying to come up with vegan options that are good for my children but are also healthy and also tasty in this society where there are not a lot of vegan options, you know, or cookbooks even. And so, you know, from what I eat to how I sing to how I live my life to how I conduct my life as a Black woman in society, all of that is a part of my improvisation. How I make my clothes, how I, you know, make tea, for example, all of that is like, oh, I'm going to try this time. And if it works, it just adds to my collection of being able to improvise in the future and make things greater. So I love improvising. As a leader in the band, I want everybody to be able to improvise. But as you can see, it's really hard to be myself without musicians who understand the importance of me being able to improvise, not only for fun, but for my own healing and also I am basically transcribing my soul without using a language. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, right on.
Like if I say, hey, how are you doing today? You have the right to say I'm fine or I'm not having a great day. But if I just start scatting my solo to you, you feel that more so than you understand it. You understand it. You know, it's a spiritual thing. It's not something that it's very hard to, it's very indescribable, actually.
Yeah, it's kind
but
of
you
the,
feel it, you
right,
know?
It's the primal international language.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What have you got for us for your second song?
I'm going to do a Marvin Gaye piece, actually.
Oh,
it's an arrangement of mine that is, like, recently something that I'm working on that I might put on an album in the future, or who knows? This is what's going on.
Thank you.
mother, uncle, child. Everybody seems to think we're wrong, but who are they to judge us? Simply because our hair is long. Don't you know we gotta find a way to bring some under standing here today? Oh, picket lines, a picket signs. Don't punish me.
Live in our studios, 88.5 KNKX. With that song, you kind of answered my next question. But what if we could talk a little bit about how music can be a force to change the world? It's a real social change force.
Yeah. Hence a social call.
Right. A social call, the first record. Yeah, there's a lot of subtext to that title, not just the song title. I wonder if you could talk about how, just in your own experience, traveling around the world, how music can move people.
In my personal experience, I've had a lot of experience going to different countries. The only continent that I have not been on is Africa, but all of the others I have been on. And seeing and experiencing different foods and different cultures and different people, different anthropology, if you will, different spiritualities, different religions. Everybody needs love and light and happiness, you know, no matter what situation they're going through. And I feel like I am a beacon of that light. I feel that the Creator has sent me here for whatever reason that I don't know, but whatever I'm supposed to do has everything to do with light and upliftment and love. And it's very hard for me not to exude that. I have a personal relationship with the Creator, and channeling through my ancestors, those who have come before me, like my grandmother Harriet, who gave me the name Jasmia. It's like she knew what I was going to be, or what I was going to be, why I was sent here. With a name like Jasmia Horn, I don't know what else I would be doing. And not to be, you know, like have a big head or anything, but it's honestly my destiny. It was a gift that was given to me, you know. So through that, and through my life and my personal experiences, I feel like it's only, you know, prevalent. I was designed that way, to be a vessel for light and to be a vessel from whatever needs to come down from above. And a social call is about that, you know, not let's just sit down and have a cup of tea and, you know, eat some crumpets or whatever, you know. It's more about like, what's going on in the world and how can we change it or how can we make it better? Now, I am not a politician, but my life is politics, you know. Like, I wake up in the morning and my reality is that I'm a Black woman. So when I leave my place, my home, people look at me like that, like I'm a Black woman. And that is not a beautiful look. It doesn't feel good. I go to the store and buy something. People are watching me to make sure that I'm not stealing. Even if I have my children with me, that doesn't feel good. Before I was Jasmia Horn, I couldn't get a job in certain places because I am Jasmia Horn, not Sarah or Ashley or Jane. That doesn't feel good, you know? So I'm not a politician, but that's my reality. Like, having to live in a society that's very misogynistic and very afraid to respect the individual person versus, you know, what they might have experienced from the whole is very hurtful. And I can only hope that I don't, you know, do that to someone else as well. So I'm hoping that the path that I'm walking is inspiring to other women, not just Black women, but to other women in general, to, you know, okay, well, maybe I want to be a jazz singer, or maybe I want to lead a band, or maybe I want to be a musician, or maybe I want to be a mother, or maybe I want to be a teacher, or have a holistic diet, or maybe I want to wear my African dress or whatever anthropology comes from my culture. What everything that I do is not for me. It's actually for somebody else in hopes that they might see it and feel a certain way and maybe change or enhance whoever they are as a person. And that's what this music is about, you know?
Well, if I could clone you and keep one Jasmia Horn on the road singing and another one, I would vote for that other one. I did want to also talk about Jasmia Horn. I mean, jazz is right there in your name on your website, theartistryofjazzhorn.com. Are you kidding me? That's wonderful. You come right. My name is Jasmia Horn. I'm a jazz musician. There's a lot of musicians, jazz or otherwise, of especially the younger generation, that feel like there's a lot of baggage that comes with the term jazz, and they don't want to use that for their music. But you're kind of stuck with it. Is that cool with you, the word jazz and the genre jazz?
You know, I don't really have, you know, I don't like being called a woman, but I don't say that I'm not a woman. I hate being called Black, but if I fill out an application, it's going to say Black. It might say African American. So how can I come in and change something that was already here before I got here? I'm 27 years old. It was already being called jazz. It is what it is. I call it jazz when I call it jazz, and I don't when I don't. When I'm at home with my children, I don't call it jazz. I teach them music and spirituality, not this is a box that you have to live in, you know? So you deal. That's the improvisation that you asked me about earlier.
Right. Now, I do want to mention before we get into our last song, the first record is Social Call, a year and a half old. The second one, mm-hmm. you've told me, is done. What are the plans for that new one? And it's original tunes.
All original except for two songs. I am really excited because Jameson Ross is actually the drummer on the album, but he's also singing on the album. And there's a lot of poetry. So with a social call, like, I grew up with a teacher who said there's a method to my madness, right? And I never understood what that meant until I got grown and, like, had children and got married and started really living life, you know? Mm-hmm. So there was a method to my madness. A social call was just for people to hear what my arrangements sound like and a little bit of my soul without, you know, completely giving them my original tunes. It was like, this is what you've heard before, like East of the Sun. There are many versions of East of the Sun. Here's my version. Here's what I sound like singing that. And then it pulls people in. They're like, oh, I'm familiar with that sound, but she's got a different take. Okay, good. Welcome. Now here is my new music, you know?
Right,
so
right.
This new album is exciting. I just can't wait for everyone to hear it because I finally get to say and express myself with my own lyrics and my own melodies and my own arrangements and my own interpretation of what jazz is and who Jasmia is, you know? So I'm really excited about that.
The greedy radio DJ in me needs to know when is it coming out?
It's like May, June of next year.
All right,
we haven't really set a date, but it will be the early summer.
We've got time for one more song. What would you like to wrap up with today?
We're going to do my version of I Remember You.
Ah, beautiful. Jasmia Horn and her band live on 88.5 KNKX.
I remember you, you're the one who made my dreams come true, a few kisses ago. You're the one who said, I love you too. Didn't you know? Jobs fail out of the blue. And when my life is through and the angels ask me to recall the thrill of them all, tell them I remember. One, two, one, two. I remember you're the one who made my dreams come true a few kisses ago. I remember you're the one who said I love you too. I do, didn't you know? I remember too. Distant bell and sighs like raindrops fell out of the blue. And when my life is through and the angels ask me to recall the thrill of them all, that's when I'll tell them I remember. Get it, 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 thank you.
you. Fantastic.